The African Descent Advisory Committee met for the first time on Monday evening. During the meeting, the committee appointed their new chair, Chioma Ogbonoof, and vice chair, Andrew Howe. The committee also discussed major issues they would like to focus on for upcoming meetings. Member Jerry Taylor raised concerns about the future development plans for the land where Africville once stood and asked that the city provide an update on the 2010 Africville Agreement.
So if we could, I would like to move that we, the CAO, request that the city support the Africville residents to building homes on their own land, and this the legal matter that they have in the court pending, and that they, the city, find resources to assist the residents, the actual people who are still alive, who were bulldozed off of their property. There was a dump put in the middle of the community by the city, by HRM. So they, I saw people leaving my community in dump trucks with their furniture in it. So the HRM has to take the expense to assist the people when they fill out an application to build a home like anybody else on their own land. That's the solution to Africville.
Another committee member, Daryl Johnson, talked about concerns of over-policing of Black residents by Halifax Regional Police and potentially working on a recommendation to develop an all-Black cadet class similar to a class that was appointed by HRP in 1991.
Unfortunately, since then, to my knowledge, there hasn't been another class such a thing. And in my opinion, I think HRM and HRM policing has dropped the ball in that area. Just a few years ago, we've had the Mortley report come out, and from my knowledge, from reading it, I didn't read it all, I have to be honest, but I didn't see anywhere in there that there was a recommendation that we should have another class. Now, it's been almost 30 years, and some of those officers who were hired at that time in 1991 are ready to retire. And I don't know why HRM or policing, HRM policing, did not continue that, that consistency. In my opinion, they should have had at least three or four more classes of African descent officers on that committee or on that in that field, so that we can meet the needs of the numbers that we needed to help deal with the racism and the issues that we were dealing with and facing in the Black community. That's obviously, the more numbers we have, it's obviously going to decrease the amount of systemic racism and racism in our community, period.